everyone, it's Alice and I talk for a living. I'm hoping that one day I get paid for this shit. I'm sitting next to
Hi.
There's a lot going on.
Hi, everyone. I'm talking guys. Give me this.
Okay.
Sorry. Hi everyone, my name is China. I am, what do I do for a living? I have a stripper pole in my bathroom. That's fine.
Alright. Next.
Okay, girl. My name is Amelia and I bake crack for a living.
Oh. Can I buy some?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So today, I read an interesting article the other day about how so many people are quitting their jobs. Actually, it's the highest number in history. I think ever since the pandemic, 2020, 2021, and 2022. Yes, so I think we should just go deeper into that, because why are like millennials and what's after millennials? Gen Z or what?
Baby boomers are we?
Baby boomers are before us.
Gen Z?
Yes, why are we not dying? Why are we not ride or dies for our workplaces?
We don't like suffering.
And we just know our worth.
Like suffering. We don't like suffering.
You don't like suffering?
Suffering is not part of our brand. It's just not.
Yeah. What you said.
Okay, but what made you feel like this is not for me? And then you started planning your escape. Should I go first?
You know what? You know when you just reach a point where you're like, actually, one of the biggest red flags is, you know when you're when you have like leave days, you're supposed to take leave, or you're allowed to take leave.
Yes, yes.
But you're scared to put in leave. That should be a red flag, child run.
You know, when I started first, the first day of work, I got sent to the airport, no direction. No instructions, nothing. I had to go pick up something from customs, and you guys know how shitty customs is in Namibia.
Was that part of your job description?
Well, technically, ad hoc task must have been right there.
Oh, okay. So that's also in the fine print.
Yeah, like they can make you a slave when they want to. Okay. I mean, I used to even make like booking reservations, bruh. Like, she would text me like, oh, can you please make a booking at what restaurant for 7 people for what time? I'm just like,
was it for work functions or just also personal functions?
It was, well, it was our stakeholders, but I was not going to sit at the table. It was just hand up people. We just hand up people. But nevertheless, let me go back. Then I told my friend Carol about it. I'm like, she asked me, how was the first day? And I told her, no, this happened. Then she was like, yo, that's a red flag. I was like, no, she's just checking me if I can withstand and be resilient in the hardships of the sufferings that were coming. So I think that was the biggest red flag for me, but I did not see it. My friend saw it. I did not see it myself. I was just like, maybe she's just testing me. And that, I think it just got worse from there. Like,
oh, it didn't get any better.
It doesn't get better. You see, after the first red flag, it doesn't get better.
Okay. I think for me, what I should have taken is the biggest red flag was like what I just asked you. A job description and a contract. There was nothing. And now I know well enough to not just work.
My contract came after a month.
Yeah, no, but like...
But it came after, but it was like too long.
Yeah, no, after the nonsense, I should just say, no, I'm ready to start as soon as I sign the contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you need to read what's there.
Exactly.
So that should have been like my red flag. I think I asked for it for like 6-3 months and then I just gave up.
Wait, so you didn't get it at all?
I was never legally employed. The one
that
girl, she was paid via e-wallet.
And this is like, is this like a big company?
We're not getting tax.
Like,
it's a company.
Like a real company.
Registered. Yes,
they're getting paid via e-wallet, then the bank cannot check your transaction.
Exactly.
It's not a salary, so they can't check.
Yes.
So that's it was just so dodgy. That was a red flag. It was like red flags on red flags. But the thing is, I feel like more and more people are desperate for jobs. I mean, there's so many graduates, so many people sitting at home. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole pandemic, COVID. But why are so many of us just being like, no, this is not it. Goodbye. I'm not here for this.
The first Wednesday after getting employed, I was like, given a verbal warning.
What? Excuse me?
happened?
My dear, I'm not gonna get into the story, but the instructions that were, I'm just gonna summarize the instructions that were given to me. You know when you have a supervisor?
Yeah.
And you ask your supervisor and they just give you misleading information. So you follow with that because it's your supervisor on the job description, mm-hmm. It's written your supervisor. So initially you're supposed to ask your supervisor for stuff. So she misled me with the information. I don't know if she also got a warning. She told me that she got a warning. I never saw it, but I got mine. And my mom wanted me to resign then. I should have listened to her.
At least you got a verbal warning first. Dog, they jumped straight into a written warning with me. For being sick, basically. I don't want to go into too much detail, but I landed in hospital, not after that, whatever. And you know you have follow-up checkups after that, whatever. And literally a month before, prior to my doctor's appointment, whatever, I had already given, when I was coming out of the hospital, you obviously get a week you're booked off.
Mm-hmm.
So the week after that, I went back, whatever, working. So as soon as I got back, gave in everything that I needed to give in, doctor's letter for why I was booked off, and mm-hmm. I was in hospital, whatever. Mm-hmm. Dog, it wasn't a lie.
You were dying.
To death. Mm-hmm. So, okay, cool. And then I'm a month from now, I have to, I have to attend this appointment for checkup, whatever. Okay, cool. So I go, and... when you're talking about something, you're thinking about it.
And then you're that was not right.
So I went to my appointment, whatever, then I came back with the letter and whatnot. They checked the letter and they're this letter is not valid, whatever. Okay. I went back to my seat and then 10 minutes later I'm being called in and I'm being made to sign a written warning. That was the last straw for me. I was fuck this bullshit. I don't need this shit. Bye.
My health was also a sign that I should leave, because basically what had happened was it was during the time of curfew.
Mm-hmm.
So curfew was at
9 o'clock or 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it was 10 or 9 o'clock, and then 4 a.m. or 6 or 5 a.m. you can move around again.
Yeah.
These people wanted us to sleep at work. Then when it was 5 a.m. or 4 a.m., we quickly go home, sleep maybe for an hour or two, and then come back. So I don't mind if there's a project we're working on that needs to be done,
yeah,
and it's urgent, but that can't be our everyday.
And
it's
they probably also didn't even pay you overtime.
Okay, so there was no contract, so there was no overtime.
Yeah,
the person would be here's food. I plan for my food.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense for food
people
to be a treat.
People think you're hungry at home, guys.
Honestly. People think they can just buy you with the food and beverage.
Yeah, give me more money on time off. That's all we actually want. So when that was happening, it ended up triggering my migraines because then I wasn't sleeping properly. Yeah. So when I went to the doctor was no, sweetie, you need to sleep at least, and it needs to be regular. Otherwise, you're just gonna keep getting more and more migraines. And then when I was there, I got another migraine attack because I think they were bothering me. So it was just on stress.
Yeah.
And then the doctor was like, "No, I'm booking you off for a week." So when I went back, they were like, "We don't like that you were sick." I was like, "Huh? you're just not putting in as much effort and whatnot." So now I was also thinking, "Hey, maybe the other people are getting paid more, or what is the deal here?" You know. Because I can die for it needs to be a reasonable amount.
Yeah.
This amount, guys, okay, let's be serious. Let me talk numbers, because I think that when people, the discretion around salaries also allows for a lot of financial abuse and whatnot. And it happened also with my my internship at a very reputable institution where the guys and girls, same job description, we're all interns, the boys are getting paid more for some reason.
Yeah,
little things like that. So I was here at a very less than 10k situation, and I was like, maybe the people are getting there in the 20s, and that's why they are sleeping at work.
Yeah.
For me, there's nothing in it for me. I have no payslip, I have no job description, I have no benefits, my medical aid is coming, little things like that. I was like, I cannot die for you guys, because you guys are also not giving me anything. I can't even get Wi-Fi on my name because I don't have a payslip and you guys won't give me anything. And so I spoke to my friend who was an HR person, and he was like, do you know that you're not even legally employed? And I was like, yo, the ghetto. So yeah, that was, that for me was the point where I was like, nah, this is not gonna get better.
Yeah.
And then the guy also, when he spoke to me about not being happy that I was sick, he was like, yeah, in a year or so I'd like to bump up the team to 10k. And I was like, yo, so the people are not even getting 10k and it's like this. I was like, yeah, no, this is not where I belong. I'm not here to suffer, guys. I've suffered and this is not.
Mine was a menace, guys.
Oh. The manners?
The no, the lady was just a menace.
Oh, a menace.
Like, imagine coming to work, me. Maybe they're sick. And I come to work, they say, you're always sick. What do you do on your off time? I'm working, bitch. I'm working for you on your off time. You call me literally every hour of the day. And yet you're still complaining that I'm sick. I also got sick at work, like stress and you sick.
Yes. Yes. The other thing also is that the more tired you are, the more susceptible you are to getting more sick. So, yo, it was.
I even begged my doctor to book me off for home.
And also even the, but the sequences or like whatever that comes with it is unnecessary thing. And then you just think about it, dog, I'm not even like 30 or like,
it's like you common know, flu
and, yeah,
and a stuffy nose.
Imagine
here,
you're
20,
and
a headache.
So you're at the 23, 24 at the time, and now you are stressing so much that you have to end up at the doctor in the hospital because of stress.
Yes.
I don't even have kids.
Which, by the way, they use against you also.
Dude,
I was asked in my interview if I have children.
They also asked me that. They first asked me, yeah, do you have a boyfriend? I was like, no. Okay, do you intend on getting one soon? I'm like,
I mean, I think I heard it worse. I'm trying to Okay, but I mean, they just asked me if I had a boyfriend. I said, like, if I was married or single. They not ask, like, boyfriend, girlfriend. They just asked if I was married or single. And if I have children. Like, if I have a child.
Yeah.
And then
they will say little things like, ah, why are you rushing to go home? You don't have
kids. You don't even have kids. Yeah, or like, you're not even married. You're next to go cook.
Oh, yeah, like you have your whole time to dedicate to that stupid motherfucking company. Oops.
But you know what? It got to the point where I was like, you can't have a life. And it's not that I really want to be doing the most every weekend. But I was like, I could have coped with this if it was a regular 8 to 5. But you can't. There was a day we were working through the night also, right? And I think I was so tired that day, I slept at 1 a.m. And I said, oh, team, I'm going to sleep. Here's everything. I can't anymore. Those people literally woke me up to get back to work at 1 a.m. And then
what?
I was like, you know what? This ain't what we're about to do. Like,
when I left, one of my colleagues is like, she lives with her boyfriend. She's like at the beach with her boyfriend on a Sunday afternoon, you know, so called Sunday afternoon beach fishing. She's white. So they're doing the white activities. You know, and then the lady is calling her the boss now. Mm. Her boss is calling her. And the boyfriend comes and tells her, yeah, boohoo, so is calling you. Then she's like, I'll call her back. I'll never mind, just leave it. We attend to it on Monday. It's Sunday.
Yeah,
yeah. We attend to it on Monday. When she comes to work on Monday, the woman doesn't come in, even approach her and says, I was calling you because I needed this and this and this. It's like she pretends like nothing really happened. So it was really that urgent that Monday, if it was that urgent, Monday you'd have still brought it up to me and told me that I was calling you because I needed this and this and this.
Or you follow up with something.
Yeah, yeah. Or ask or send a text message.
But for me, where I felt like there was something wrong was with your work was there was a time you traveled with work here.
Mm-hmm.
And literally that person was just on your ass the whole time, like the whole night.
Yeah, like I wasn't, it's like I was saying a hellhound on top of my head. That's a nice, perfect way to describe it. Like she was barking on top, you know, a hellhound is a big dog with saliva. I was like, maybe she don't trust me. Maybe she do not trust me to work independently.
Oh.
But I did prove myself.
Yes.
Because I did get the promotion in 2 months' time.
Yes.
I did. You can promote me. That means that you trust me enough to be able to take this bigger responsibility and capable of doing this. Yet you are backing just
every day. It's just you're on my case.
So I also just did not understand that reasoning. And at my interview, she said that she's not a micromanager. Like, yo, people can lie. I know that.
Okay, so what had happened with me after
that? Did you have an interview? Sorry.
The interview was not even a real interview. It was like, oh, you come aboard. And I was like, okay.
Like, you'd not get questioned or like, no, panelists and something
like
official.
It wasn't like formal.
The person started talking about his philanthropist activities, which is also a red flag.
Was just one person?
Yes.
One on one.
Yeah, and they were just telling me how much they do for people.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it was probably one of those things, and I zoned out because he was like, oh, am I boring you? Because it's very like, okay, it's an interview, why are you talking about the good that you have done in the world, like, or for people?
Yeah,
but I didn't realize that it was because
I should have said yes, Oprah Winfrey.
No, like, it didn't make sense, but then I think maybe that's how he has the other people hooked.
Yeah,
because it's promises of little things that he'll do for them one day. But I think if you pay people fair wages for their time, you don't need to do extra work or bonuses here and there. Like, just pay them a fair wage to begin with.
Yeah, I think that
we don't want food. We have food at home.
I'm willing to work for a fair wage.
Yeah.
And I'll put in the extra effort. I think I consider myself a really hardworking person. I'll put the extra effort. I'll even sleep in the company if I have to. Like, if a project has a deadline.
Yes, you see little things. And I think because I wasn't getting that back, by saying, if you give us a fair wage, you won't have to do all these funny extra things.
Yeah.
And also, if we work reasonable hours, right? Mm-hmm. And so my friend, she made me read like the Labor Law and Act.
122 pages. I read them also.
You read them, yeah. Because she was just like, no, a lot of things are not fine.
They're not. And like, we just, the thing is, they take advantage because they know that people are so desperate for jobs, you know? Like, it's so tough now finding a proper job or whatever. So companies take so much advantage of that. They'll be like, okay, we'll give you the salary and then we'll see, since you're on probation, it might increase, whatever, whatever. But okay, you're giving me the salary, but at what expense though? My mental health?
Yeah.
So
even my physical health.
My physical,
also.
Mental, like, what is actually going on?
Not even about that. There are some companies that only employ entry level people.
Yes.
So it's like, your entry level, they take you without experience, then they're like, you need the company doesn't need you. I was told like that. But I'm just like, I'm not entry level. I've gained some experience over the years. I'm not really entry level. I mean, then yeah, but most of the people that I've noticed at the company, or in my experience, it's like half of 90% of them, there are only 5 people that had degrees. 5 people that had degrees, the rest of them most of them not even have grade 10 or grade 12.
You see that?
Those people don't even know.
So that they're using that to their advantage, basically.
Yeah, those people don't even know that they are being used, because half of them can't, 70% of them can't read, can't speak English even. So it's those, I'm not saying that in a bad way, but most of the people that were employed were bambus from the north in the villages.
Yeah.
So people that can't read, there was only 2 Heroes, 1 Damara. I'm talking about the people that are now don't have degrees. 2 Heroes, 1 Damaras, the rest of them were bambus. Degrees were 5. And even in the 5, and I'm not putting myself on a better side, but I was on a better side compared to between me and the production manager. Obviously, the production manager has like more years experience than it was me. And then the accountant was still busy studying. The financial manager stays in another country, so it really did not matter. And then this other lady that was there, that one was just like straight from varsity into the system, into the working system.
Okay.
So she was very, she doesn't also know, but she's very good at following instruction and a yes.
Yeah, the thing that also gave me trouble was like, I had never struggled that much. Because I feel like, okay, fine, I'm a hardworking person, I have sense. Why is it so difficult to grasp? And I was just like, but there was never any proper induction.
Sorry.
Wow, China.
Mosquito.
There was never any proper induction. Like, I was not facilitated smoothly into the situation. But okay, so now I want to ask what you had asked before. What advice would you give to someone who was in the situation that you were in?
I think the minute you are uncomfortable, you need to ask yourself, like, okay, just sit yourself down, like starting from the interview already. And then if you get the call for the job or whatever, just sit yourself down and ask yourself, like, okay, is this how things are actually supposed to be? Ask for your contracts. Make sure you read through your contracts. Make sure, guys, just be happy. The minute it starts taking a toll on your mental health and your physical well-being, then you know that there's a problem there. Because I just...
You sound so sad.
No, because like, it can make you sad because it's supposed to be your livelihood.
Exactly. This is something like...
And you spend a lot of your time there.
Exactly. So, like your workspace, you spend like 90% of your time there. You're there the whole day. Like, it has to be something that you enjoy, you know? The environment.
Yeah.
You need to go to a good environment, guys. Let's...
Company culture, I think, is very important, yeah. Guys. There's a reason why it's called company culture.
What's company culture?
It's how the people always throw that word very loosely, but it's on our side.
Mm-hmm.
It was thrown as if behavior or mannerism, as if this is how it's done. This is how we've lived together peacefully for so long. This is what we've been doing. There are rules that we've been following. There are policies that have been there. And that's how you must abide to it.
Oh, okay. I see.
Or it can also be like, okay, our work environment is super calm, so...
Like you can wear spaghetti top.
You can come to work in like sneakers on a Monday.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Basically.
No, I get it. Okay, what would I have said to somebody in my situation? I think I like that I didn't stay that long.
Mm-hmm.
But don't wait for your doctor to be like, yo, this isn't right.
Yeah.
Like, you need to also be able to see that something is taking a toll on you, or it's not working for you, or the cons are not outweighing the pros, mm-hmm. at all, because you're just there and you're like, you know, because at the end of the day, if maybe the money was good, I could have stayed, or I could have been like, also, you know,
because you can afford the medical money that you're using, or the medical
aid.
But
like, literally, there was just nothing good coming out of it, so I was happy. And also, when I left, they didn't want me to leave, which was very strange. But then I said, I thought, I'm not even legally employed.
How long were you there?
I was there for a few months.
How many months is 3 months?
A few months is less than 6.
How long were you there, at the hellhole?
I started for a year, I was with some, okay, maybe with them I was like, let's say 6 months. Yeah.
6 months and you were like, no.
Dog. My third month, I was like, sorry, excuse me, surely something isn't right here.
Yeah, no.
So, and I was constantly like telling myself, okay, cool, I'll leave when I find something better. I'll leave when
don't
I find something
even
better.
That's the worst thing.
Leave when I find something better. So I was like waiting. But in this time where I'm like, okay, I can't just leave my job like that, whatever. It was doing so much. And where at some point I was just like, you know what, I don't care, child. Send me home. Okay, just...
Yeah, I'm at the point where I can say it's very sad that not everyone is privileged enough to be able to say this isn't for me and just go. I'm pretty sure some people have people depending on them.
Yeah.
Or the family. Like, you know, I feel like very...
Black checks.
Yeah, you know, there's also that. And yeah, I think I'm very lucky to just be in a position to say no, thanks. But then also, it was not worth that much. Because if it was, then I could have done more with that money for people, my family, whatever. But now there was just also no money also. So it was like, ish, guys, you're not giving me anything to work with here.
You're taking so much from me, but...
My advice I would give is that already at the interview, they are the red flags.
Yes.
So look out for them.
Exactly.
Open your eyes.
I actually had an interview after that, where I was not even keen on getting the job. And first I thought I was traumatized or like maybe in a funk, but then looking back at the interview, it was also not cool. And I was just like, I can see now that this place is not the one.
Yeah.
And secondly, I have three. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I would say that don't stay at your place of employment unless you have to. Like if say your farm is in the middle of Katima and you know, that 500 kilometer stretch. Yeah, you don't have a choice but to stay on it. But let's say it's like a few kilometers out, let's say it's at Brakwater.
Yeah.
like you can make arrangements to travel, just stay at home. And the other thing I would say is that the last thing I would say, and I may be using this from a point of privilege, probably yes, no, I don't know, but you can say no to a job.
Yes.
Don't just take a job for the sake of being employed. You can actually say no, this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine me with my whole degree taking a cleaning vacancy job.
If it's worth it, if it's fine.
Ah.
It depends. Like for me, I can, and the thing, one thing I realized is that if these places were willing to, I forgot what they call it, but when they teach you, like the training, or if they were the first induction, if that happens properly, a lot of people have enough sense to grasp the job and do the job. But so many of them are caught up in, oh, you don't have experience or whatever, or they're trying to use that against you.
They actually, so I take back the cleaning part. There are actually three institutions that I know of in Namibia that pay cleaners in Namibia more than what you got paid at that company, and probably more than what I also got paid.
Mm-hmm.
I know of three so far. And the cleaner could, with that money, she could even put her child through university.
Mm-hmm.
She has medical aid benefits, pension.
Mm.
So it was, I think she's not better. I mean, yeah,
I guess. I don't know.
But again, I've turned down jobs.
I mean,
because it's just, I sometimes just look at it and I'm just like,
it's not worth it. Not
like,
it's yeah.
Yes.
Is
she not coming in, or she's just staring at the gate?
I don't know now.
Oh, and she's driving in.
Who's
there? Sorry, I'm going to the next one. We're Cody.
Yeah, it's hot, guys. Frantic, it's hot.
This afternoon, yesterday was hot. It's
another. But we're almost done.
How was it?
Hey, girl.
How was what yesterday?
What were we doing yesterday? Oh, we went to the comedy.
Come sit. You can come sit on the
thing.
Hello.
I need my messages. Yeah, oh, yeah. You are wonderful.
Now that you're here.
Thank you for responding, Nick.
You're very welcome, my love.
Yeah, come on, thank you for responding. My phone is on airplane mode. Here you go.
Before you go,
okay, come, let's before I forget, let's finish so we can go.
Before you come to the
so not okay.
No, you sit there quietly.
We're almost dead.
What's your plan, really? To join and be noticed.
Okay.
Okay. Where are we now? Fuck Mary, Mary Kiss.
Hey.
Okay. What was the last? Okay, no, one more advice that I would give to somebody.
Choose yourself.
Choose yourself. Yes, yeah. People, don't ignore any of the feelings you get, mm-hmm. and make sure that the company is organized enough. If they don't have a job description for you, they don't have a real position for you, because I've also been in a situation where you were like, we want you, but we're just gonna make up a position and
what is underpay.
They made guys. Yo, that was even where the truth came out, where you got to see that the boys were getting paid more than the girls. Little things like
this. There's one guy that said he works at this institution in Namibia, very also well-paying institution. And what is funny?
Nothing. I'm just looking at you. Oh my god. Are we fighting?
Sorry. I am Jay, Prince Panje. Okay, but this guy said that he was talking about it on his status, and I was reading, and he was like, we should be very open as youngsters to talk, especially if you are in the same institution, to talk about how much you're getting paid.
Yeah.
I know that now the difference between me and the maintenance manager was $3,000, but his manager, the difference between me and the production manager is getting $33,000. That's way up. She was the second highest paid person on the company. And then the person that I replaced when I got promoted was getting 33. And
what?
I was not even getting close
what?
To 33.
Are you kidding? And you're telling me people, cleaner or somebody, what?
I got When I got promoted, I got what I initially asked for at the interview.
Yeah.
That's what they gave me.
Oh yeah, you also get what you ask for. Never be shy.
Yeah.
To negotiate.
But then I was supposed to get that already at the beginning.
Trust me, if they can lowball you, they will. And I think
that's
it's
what
up to us to try and learn how to be able to negotiate our salaries, especially going in.
Even this lady was asking me at the end of the day, like, you're doing the same job that this person was doing, but this person was getting. That's where I found out that she was getting $33,000. And
crazy.
I'm not even reaching.
Oh my gosh. Okay, cool. So let's wrap this up. I guess we can have a part two one day to this episode because.
Update.
Yeah,
we'll definitely.
Yeah, we can have an update to this episode because it was a bit rushed. But anyways, we're gonna have a few fuck Mary kills, our petty peeves, and a black business shout out.
Okay. I'm not doing black business shout out.
No, she's our black business shout out.
Oh,
okay. What are we? Okay, what are the options?
The which one are you kills? First? Let's do the pet peeve first.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what a pet peeve is.
A pet peeve is something that hurts you.
Oh. I remember the one on the other episode was about taxi drivers.
Mm-hmm.
What irritates me now?
What irritates me now is just noise.
You're old.
Like,
yeah, it's just
like, I've been like this all my life and it's just gotten worse over time. Like now I'm just like, why are you shouting? You know?
But because I shout when I'm excited.
No, that's fine. But like, I mean, if we're sitting like right next to each other, there's no reason for you to shout.
Hi, I'm right here.
Yeah, let's whisper it.
Okay. My petty peeve are people that don't like to read. I don't mean you should read books. I mean
instructions. And
yeah, like no, sometimes the things are just there looking at you, but
valid.
But you want to be shown. You want to like. Spoon fed.
Yeah.
This girl once told me to respond to somebody and ask them, have you tried Googling it?
Yeah, no.
And that's what I did. And he did not respond to me after. The guy never responded back to me after that.
Because it's kind of rude.
But I don't know what to do. I should tell ask you.
Because people are lazy. Now you want me to go on the internet and do the research for you, but you can just do it yourself. I know there are people that like teaching. Like yesterday I asked a friend about Ukraine and Russia and I said break it down for me. Mm-hmm. And that one enjoys talking. So he was there telling, giving all the, you know, but that's because that's genuinely what he likes doing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and even if you don't do this, I'm probably gonna read about it later on, like mm-hmm. when I'm in the gym or something. Mm-hmm. But like what do you do? I don't listen to music in the gym.
What do you do in the gym?
There's podcasts and I can read and I don't know.
I listen
in
to
the
that.
Gym.
I usually reading in the gym.
Yeah, you can. Some people go with books.
And you're supposed to be working out.
To do it.
You're supposed to be working out. You're literally supposed to spend maximum an hour, 30 to 45 minutes, if you are pushing it an hour in the gym. But 30 minutes is enough per day.
Okay.
My pet peeve is people that snore.
That's petty. Because
that's really a petty
control that. But it's a pet called pet
people.
It's okay.
Some people laugh. You cannot choose to be not.
Who are you around that was even snoring?
Don't expose me.
Okay, but
I just have a voice note. I record the all the snoring, and you can hear them, and it's like a whole truck's Scania. Mercedes-Benz maybe the 12th version or something like that.
Okay, cool. What was your fuck Mary kill? I know you had one.
Me.
Yes.
Oh, we're not getting options. We have to say like
No, she's gonna give us the options.
Okay, I have three options. Fuck Mary kill, mm-hmm. married man with kids.
Oh.
Nigger from the streets, an abusive guy.
Heck.
I chose all the worst ones.
So we can't kill all of them?
No.
What?
We have to choose.
Abusive guy.
Oh no!
Married man with kids. Nigger for the streets. Abusive guy.
I think I'll marry the married man with kids. I know that doesn't make sense, but
I know. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I think
I'm killing the abuser because abusers really destroy people in the inside. And the one for the streets, you can since he's for the streets, you can just fuck it. That's my version of it.
Yes. I think the same married man with kids. Marry that one, okay. That's so messed up, dog. You know what? Okay. And then the, what was one? Abusive guy, we're definitely killing him. Cause
so you marry the married guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. killing
the abusive one.
And polygamy
for the streets.
Polygamy.
Yeah, he's for the streets, so you can just have fun with him that one day.
Turn a hoe into a housewife.
There's a cure for AIDS now.
Turn a hoe into a housewife. Turn a hoe into a
Okay. The fuck, marry, kill. I want to make up on the spot. So it's now to do with the topic that we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you rather be at a job where you're undervalued, but overpaid?
Okay.
Second option, you're paid what you're worth, and there's growth, there's promise, but not being paid as much as the other place that doesn't check you, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Or let's see, unemployed and rich, but like, you know, trust fund rich.
I'm going to marry unemployed and
definitely
rich.
Definitely marrying unemployed and rich. Like, that's a lifestyle I choose. That's definitely my brain.
Okay, I'm joking, man. I think I'll be bored unemployed and rich. So I'd rather stay
at home. Don't have hobbies. But then I'll be on the island.
I would
guys.
Be going to yoga for
Can
no
I
reason.
Speak?
Okay, sorry.
Hello, please. So, since I want to build my career and I'm a nice person and you people are just lazy.
You
want to
contribute to society?
No, I want to contribute to society.
Mm, okay.
And I want... okay, I'll choose the first. What was the first option?
Unless it's
your thing. The job that doesn't
long,
check you.
But pays you, overpays you. Yeah, that one is nice.
I'll marry that one. I'll take that one.
Yeah.
And then I'll fuck the trust fund rich kid girl.
Mm-hmm. And kill
the other one.
Really? Yeah. I'm a sucker for opportunities, eh? Mm-hmm. Like, if I feel like there's growth to earn more. But this is the thing, we like to date for potential.
Was at a place where I chose growth. I left a higher salary for a lower salary because of growth.
And
then I did grow, all those. And growth.
You grew.
And then from there on, it just became a whole. Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, no. Considering what we have learned, I will marry the trust fund thing because I feel like I have now learned that my worth is not in how productive I am.
Yes.
And I can contribute to the universe with my good vibes. All right.
Hippie vibes.
Yes. So I'll marry that one. And then, yeah, if the one with more money, mm-hmm. and then kill the other one. Killing that option. All right. Okay,
I'm waiting for Amelia's one.
Oh yeah, she should also. Do
oh, didn't
that
I already?
Too.
No,
yeah.
I feel like I already agreed. But
yeah,
okay.
she
yeah.
Where did fuck you?
Do I really have to say it? Okay, what was the first option again? The trust.
No, your own
oh, yeah,
one.
She
your
did.
Own.
Oh,
no, your own one. Because remember when I came up with mine, you guys only answered. I don't want to take part.
You're so hyped.
Honestly, now I have to think about. Okay. For part two, I'll come up with like three, just for you.
Who are you inviting for part two?
No, you guys can come back, but I want us to have an HR person.
Oh, that's really
yeah,
fun. My sister works in HR. We can definitely.
All right. Okay. You know.
She must bring those 121 pages.
Yeah, and she's very on the you know HR. Like a normal conversation, she'll be like, "Okay, team."
Oh.
We're not having none of that over here. So.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
Okay, so we're definitely having a part two. And okay, cool. Black business shout out and then we out.
Black business shout out, like I said in the beginning, I bake crack for a living. So
I want 3 lines.
Okay, child.
Where can we find your business?
Okay, so currently we're on Instagram at lapiato.nem.
LAPIATO.NEM.
You're putting it in your Instagram right now.
Yes,
did you find
it? I found it.
So there's sweet and savory treats, donuts.
This is the donuts that you ate last night.
Small charcuterie boards and you know all of that stuff. So
this
that
is so cute.
It's my little business.
If I had a sweet tooth, I'd eat you and your business.
Hectic. Me and my business. All
what
of
are
us
you
together.
Trying to say?
All of us together, both. But okay, yeah, that's my little business. And
yeah. Yeah, no, it looks good. I've only ever ordered for other people. I should order for myself. We're choosing ourselves.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely.
I have a husband. Alan's good. is my husband.
Okay. Oh, so you're gonna order for me, ne?
Oh, I thought it was first the man, then you are the man in the relationship.
Guys, let's say bye. Ladies, this is fantabulous. I enjoyed every minute of it.
I'm so
thank you so
hot.
Much for having us, Ellis.
Thank you for coming.
They must start paying so we can get an aircon inside here.
Mwah. Love you guys.